It's a famous theology tonight, and the line of revival and fire of God seems to be coming around our beautiful territory, and we pray that blessings have with us tomorrow. Now, I have I don't think you ever had to rise, and you meeting with the getting out of the prayer part, and Billy was telling me, Billy Senior, that people were saying, I'm the priest, that I wasn't in prayer for. Now, you are a prayer for it from tonight. Every night you're prayer for. And the night is wrong. And I have found out to you, and while we were just there, yes, I am both, as we call it down the side. If you say that you don't look at me, I am both. Some ministers told me that they would say, last is what we are, Father, where I said, I'm sorry, it's nothing to do. So, that is a real Kentuckian slogan. The last is on the outside of the door. So I was amazed to hear that. What a good. But you find it everywhere. But I was thinking that what has happened, and I wish you to pray for me in this respect. I feel that while I'm in America, in the United States, or that I just had to meet right there. And I have been across the nation, back and forth, every way. 10 years under every criticism that has been with us, building new songs as a part of God. And it will. And when I see you at the judgment seat of Christ, it will be the same testimony and going on. The Holy Spirit's gift that has been given to us has stood the test through the years. And it's God who gives the gift. And that God is thankful to you and can't fail. But now, the American people are taught something. They want to be used. I don't know why this is not enough. They want to have hands on them. Because you've been taught that. You've been taught that gift. And that's it. It's your faith. It's a part of your faith, said the Lord Jesus. He is not easy. And I have been thinking much of this. How many have ever read the visitation of this angel last night? Have you read it in the book in 30 and 30 and that? When he came to me, he gave me a challenge to do the things that I'm doing. He told me that I have received a gift of divine healing, and I will be sincere when I pray for the sick. Now, a gift of healing doesn't mean that he gives you power to heal someone. It means that he gives you faith for their healing. And together, the reason a person has been prayed for has to also have that faith, or it would never work. Never would an individual get your own personal faith in a finished work. But now, I told you that I was a lady kid. It was just a 7th grade education. And the priest had a family, and I did not go and take the commission. But he said it was going to start a worldwide revival, and the minister in the Baptist Church, Dr. Rolf Jesus, who already told me I knew something and I had an idea. And he quite knew not it. But he couldn't deny me today. But however, he said, then he read it before him. I think he needed rest. I said, Dr. David, I don't appreciate that. If that's the way it is, then you can just write my name by it, or not really listen to God. But in the face of all of it, it has. That's right, it's done. And the divine power is running on every hill over this morning. Great signs and wonders throughout the nations everywhere. Many things going everywhere. Now, I feel that I have tried to project a divine prophetic gift and to build the faith of the people instead of using what the Lord has given to me. By having hands on the world. Now, this is the truth of the hands on the people by having hands. But now, a prophetic gift
And he claims that as epitome that is that the way that people believe. In other words, we're that one speaking that thing that I told you. But if you don't have the benefit of people, there are people that have been grateful. So I'm, for God's sake, I'm trying to change this dialogue in America and have any service of frequency, of fixedness, of distance, of speed, and of state. And then, however, where I'm afraid for the people to let, because if you're being sincere when you pray, then the people who believe it, nothing will stand before you there. Now that's it. Tomorrow night, if the Lord willing, we're going to have an emergency night. And that is all those who want to be prayed for, just come up in the prayer line to be prayed for. You get your prayer card tomorrow, from the bar, the city, or when you're sitting on the prayer card. The emergency night. Just come down and pray for the sick. I want to see what the Lord is doing tomorrow night. Then Sunday night, back to the same, until we get to the place of the Lord willing, I need to have a great chief next one of these days for the American people to set up in a little part of the world. 2 weeks to 3 weeks at a time. For then, if the people, you just get acquainted with the things that are going to be, then there comes a new one. Last time, if you're sitting right there, so they can come back to you, then it'll be different. So pray for it. And we want you to pray for it tomorrow night. The emergency night. Instead of having an emergency room, we'll have an emergency night. That's the bond. Now, let us bow our heads before we open the word. Our kind and loving Father, tonight is with the grateful heart that we approach thee in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we ask that your great power will come upon us tonight and will touch us with the heart that we will be placed at our hearts by God's word. Please help us by hearing, hearing our word of God. And we pray now that you will speak to each heart and not our souls, Lord, that through the word, the worthy God, and through His word, they will find faith for salvation for the soul and healing for the body. And may we live, if possible, to see the day that the great ransom church of God will stand united together in the full revival with all our
I'm going to
said, "This is my beloved Son, and whom I have loved, you will see him." And they, the Lord, are instructing him to the reading of his word. Now, for our text tonight, if it should be called that, and no matter in any kind of service, the word should have preeminence, which should be first. And the meaning of the word is always first. When a man is born again of the Spirit of God, he has immortal, eternal life which shall never perish. But when a man is healed of his body, this is just for a limited time. But salvation of the soul is forever. He becomes a new creature in Christ when the healed of the soul. But the divine healing was included in the atonement, because the new atonement was much better than the old. And the old atonement had healed. And the Bible says that it was written for our transgression, which is done. We were healed. And we were healed. All is wonderful. Now, notice that the moment. I considered before I started speaking that the greatest need of healing tonight has the sickest body that I know. And all around the world is the body of the Lord Jesus, the church. Oh, it is horrible, this thing. It is broken and scattered. It means that he may God send the Holy Spirit in such a power for the whole body of Christ will be brought together, bound with love and unity, on still, then you will see things happen that you never thought of before. Jesus will come and it will all be over. Now, God usually meets a man, and he has on many occasions. He has met with men of few, and then he meets with large numbers. And in the council of man, God has promised to meet. Now, one time he met with 500. Again, he met with 70. And again, he met with 12. Then with 3, and even the 1. No matter how small the audience is, Christ will meet with you and meet your needs. That's how we can God to me, because he humbles himself. What a contrast. Man is doing it the third thing that he could be given. Prince of the world of the alphabet. God gave them a name above every name that's named in earth and on the earth, named the earth and the earth. Man, great and as world as great as the planet, he is sent to the grave. And God is starting to let every angel out into the earth and the paradise. And for me, he says, I would like to look down to heaven. That's the difference what man saw in it and what God saw in it. So the one who was the highest becomes the lowest, that he might receive the civil man, you and I, back to the fellowship of God. So he, in the temple, a man, no matter where it is or how many, if you have a need, you'll come. He crossed the stormy sea one night into the land of Galilee because one maniac was calling on him and had a seed. And as the maniac came back, the people followed the precautions of the house. If they would have the revival, they would have to leave the land. And he always goes away from the land. water. So we turn baptism into his own country. On this occasion, he appeared to three men, Peter, James, John. Now, these three men represent love, hope, charity. Love, John, hope, James. And he has faith for the church, and faith for Jesus. That in the witness of these three, the Bible says, in the mouth of three witnesses, let every word be established. And God was seeking to do something on this occasion that needed three witnesses or an established fact. And oh, how we love to establish His Word. Now, there are these many angles, and I know that many fine scholars here tonight would be more capable of this God than I. But to really, God himself doesn't do anything just to be, as we would call it in the street expression, just around. God speaks considerably and every word that he ever means. You get it? Every word that will keep it out of the mouth of God. And then I'll tell you the reason I'm saying word tonight. And it might help you. When Jesus was on earth, he was at all odds with God, his body was in him, he was God, and in flesh in the Son. Jesus was just not a prophet, he was God. A lady said to me sometimes when he said, Mr. Brown, I was loving you to speak. And I'll say this letter, and if there's any option here, I don't need to speak against any person's religion. If I were not asking that, but the name of the Christian Bible. And he said, the only thing that you must do must stress and deity on Jesus Christ. And he said, you make him in my book, he died. I said, he loves to die. And he said, if you be under the influence of me, and you will accept the Bible when it says that he loves to die, I said, good man, if the Bible says he wants to die, then I believe the Bible. But I want you to give me the verse and the chapter. He said, I can believe that. I just let it be here. And she said, I am willing to resurrect Lazarus, the Bible says, and thank God the resurrection that he wept. And that means weeping. He could not be to God, he had to be human. Oh, I said, lady, your island is sitting on the cross, sitting on the shadow, sitting in the fire again. You know that, right? I said, look, you fail to see God in Christ. I said, it is true that he wept and he went to the grave of Lazarus. He was a man weeping. But when he stood in front of the inner prayer, together, so he said, don't look back, and said, God has come back. And I found it in the church, and it was a good evening again, that was heard in the Bible. And it is true that he was a man when he came off the mountain hungry, trying to look on the tree to find food to feed his physical needs. He
tonight, Father, we have 10,000 souls on the street. Where are they crying that night? When the rain was sweet, he was the Lord when he was asleep. But when he stood at first from all the glory of the cross, looked up and said, he, there, and the winds and the rain were waiting, that was there.
That doesn't sound like that. In my father's house,
Already, when there is a king, our Father, from Parthenon, his name is Parthenon. That's worse than this. But even the angel, they say, in my Father's kingdom is many palaces. Now, how about even down with the little bit of the translator, when King Version, when the translator translated the Bible for King City, in a kingdom was called a house, and he was the father of that kingdom. And that's where the translator put it to the view of the English people in that day. In my father's kingdom, this house, this is called. Now in the Old Testament, when a child was born, and this is good medicine for you, get the gospel. Notice, when a child was born, automatically he became a son because he was born. A son is one begotten out. That's where we talk to people about eternal sonship. How do you explain that error? How can be eternal if they be a son? A son has a beginning. All right. But in this case, when a son is born into a home, then he was a son because he was born. Now, many of the Pentecostals from the Baptists and Presbyterians or Nazarenes, they take that as sufficient. That settles it. But it's wrong according to order. Now, this son being born, he was given a tutor. Oh, because of Galatians and so forth. A tutor or a raiser or a teacher that was to teach the son. And the father, being his son, he got the very best tutor, teacher, that he could find. A man that would raise the child, not according to the basic common ethics of teaching, but to be an obedient child. Somebody that the father had confidence in. And here, I want you to see it. Notice what a beautiful picture that when a child is born into the kingdom of God, the Father has given us a tutor, the Holy Spirit. What a picture that a Holy Spirit arranged. And this tutor brought word to the Father how the child progressed. And so does the Holy Spirit bring to the Father how his church is progressing. Oh, my. How many men spread to tell the Father the way he came about that? Why should? Oh, confused. One sits away from the old, rather than grace it is. All forward and desires already touching and disputing over a middle age person. Unbelief, unthankful, unholy, without even natural affection. When we should be in love with God. Now, there was a tutor, the raiser, that was selected by the Father. Oh, do you hear? The Father never selected an archbishop. The Father never selected something else or some denomination. Oh, as good as it is. The Father selected the Holy Spirit that the archbishop. He is who raised us. Now watch the tutor's position. What the tutor is to do is to guide and to teach. And he will never teach anything contrary to the school book. Amen. I hope that went into the left side of the cigarette. You see? The Holy Spirit speaks on the Word. Now, that's what he teaches. Have faith in the Word. Believe the Word. But why not? We've got to wait for that. We need the church. And for the Lord, that great program for crossing the nation was passed out to be either on television. Saying that the God of the nation is the church. But the God of the nation is every man's word be a lie and mine be the truth. Whosoever shall take one thing out of this book, or all one thing to it, is also taken from the book of life, or the word of God. How can they have an angel, let alone a bishop, archbishop, honorer, pope, or whatever it might be? There are angels from heaven which any other word of you than this, that is all heaven and preach, let him be unto you a curse. Or at least one angel. You see, for the Holy Spirit is teaching the believer the word. And the believer is trying and sinning all the word. Now, when Moses went back to the early battle, he would go up and would say, now I can, this boy, no matter how good a man he was, how bad he was, he was still a son. That's when all he was born as a son. But if he brought her, then he wasn't a very good child. He was still a parent. He wasn't mindful of all the power of business. That child never comes to position the way he did it. But if the father was a good boy and was really up to all his father's business, then immediately the tutor said to the father, oh, what a fine boy. He's a loving child. And he's worthy. He's watching every move, following and serving of your affairs. Are we about our father's business or our own business that gives every soul praise and thanks just on the work? Are we spiritual and cemetery and all the other words and given and pretty hair and much more? So wonderful things of your life. Now, but then the boy never becomes a boy, then just the boy around the place. But if he was a good boy, and if the Bible promises that the tutor, the raiser, they go to the father, and then at a certain time, teacher, I'm speaking of the placing of a child, you understand what I mean? All right, the teacher. We were predestinated to the adoption of sons to Jesus Christ. All right? Notice, then the son, if he was a good boy and was very up and at with the father's business, one day the father taking that son out into a public place and robed him in a beautiful garment. And set it up before the public and had a ceremony. And he adopted his own child into his family. And he positioned, praised his son. From then on, his name was just as good on the deck as his father's was. It was a placing of a son. And God, back in the Old Testament, in the shadow of the New Testament, did the same thing by his son. He taken three witnesses and took it up on the mount, which is called Mount Transfiguration. And there appeared unto them first Moses and Elijah. First Moses and Elijah. Now, Peter got all excited. And he said, God, it's really good to be here. So I'll tell you what let's do. Let's just build three tabernacles here. And we don't have to go to the Lord to keep the law. That's what we forth, we'll make the tabernacle for them. And then we'll make the tabernacle for them who believe in the prophets and the Old Testament, and we'll make it all for them. And then we'll make it better for the one who wants to come to serve you. He just said, I'll make that for me too. But Jesus was sent sinners before them. God placed his son, and he loved him with the fire that permission not to burn shining in his face. And a fire from heaven said, this is my beloved son, hear ye him. Moses is God. The Lord is God. But this is my son, hear ye him. That also said it. God raising his own son. So there's no opportunity. And all of the Old Testament is in there. And there's no less than Christ. And God comes today, if the people who are born again are the Spirit of God and the two ways message to Father, one way is all to the Father. And prison is that God, and positionally placed into the body of Christ as a teacher, prophet, evangelist, teacher, pastor, whatever he has been obedient. Since he's been born, God places that person. You see? Now, then is the fire that comes from God. Then is nothing comes from God. Now we are an idol of this nation, but God can't represent it. When God does it, God proves it. God stands back. The fire is set by his son in the Old Testament. The fire is set by his son in heaven. Whatever he says, I'll do it. See, it's what you're in him. Aren't you glad that he says you're in him? Why? Moses is representing the law. No man can keep the law. There's no flesh saved by the law. The law was a condemner of the people. No one can be saved in keeping the law. No words that you can do can save it. You might do one thing, jump church, baptize, forward, backward, whatever you wish, that doesn't have anything to do with it. You are not saved by your word. It's by grace are you saved. That is the gift of God. No man can come to me except my Father, Christ, and Christ. You said, I saw after God told you, brother, my brother. It was God speaking after you. No man can come to me except my Father brought him first. All that come to me, they are God's righteous to Christ. And you're not yours, but you belong to Christ. The Father has brought you out of the life of sin and has given you to Christ, and Christ sent the Holy Spirit to tutor you and to raise you to believe and go out of school. Amen. Now, amen, so be it. I read them. I'm not reading them myself, but I like the word of man. Notice, then, I'm so glad that he said that. The law can't save you, for God I am hearing him. He's the only one that has salvation. He's the only one that can give you life. He's the only one that can give you healing. He's the only one that can take away your burden. He's the only one who can raise you up at the right day. That's the reason you're hearing him. Look at Paul, the law. No man can be judged, justified by law. For no man ever said it outside of Christ. Then here, look at Elijah. What did Elijah represent? Elijah represents the justice of God. the line that brought justice. He went up on the mountain and sat down. And they sent a captain of 50. And he raised up. They were interfering with God's program. He said, if I be the man of God, let fire come from heaven and consume me. And there I come fire and consume me. So the captain probably said, and the king said, it was just an accident, it was an act of nature. So we have some another captain. So we have another captain and another 50. And when he got up to where we were at, he said, if I be the man of God, let fire come from heaven and consume you and stand across the body. Oh, my. Who would want to stand under the justice of God? I certainly don't plead for his justice. I plead for something else, for his mercy. 2 years goes with any more. This self-righteous wrath won't stand anyhow. Don't plead for justice. Because you don't even have a chance. You are born in sin, shaken in iniquity, come to the Lord even now. You don't have a chance. So it's not justice that we plead for. But I'm so glad. As we were looking at that dark picture, turn this way. And they looked and they saw Jesus only. What did he stand for? The Son of God. For everyone has a stand. The love of God, Jesus said for. Hear me. Not a laws or creeds or affiliations or denominations, but the love of God. And mine today is constrained by the Holy Spirit to come and love him and serve him for his teaching us to do that. God is looking for somebody who will stand out on the front line with love, not with our reputation. I'm not trying to support my interests, but I am trying to say that it doesn't take solidarity. It takes a surrendered heart to come up and make it right. You don't know the Bible is tagging to the devil with us. So what should we do here? Someone says, I don't know this, Brother Brennan. You pick up your pieces and where I get there. I may not know the word for the word, but I know the offer is there. Not the Lord's word, right, but the Lord's word is life. The Lord Christ is life. Not even a personal experience. The Lord opens up to you a look to you. My life, the Bible is a love letter. My wife likes me, I love my wife. And she writes me a love letter. And she says, there I am, sitting on the church and I'm so good. And I'll put the touch on the paper. But I love her and you are thinking in a separate connection, I can use the condom. I wasn't saying. Well, it's a very loud affair. If in her words she is protecting me, if the word known her for us, we love each other so we can reach the condom. Oh, I am so happy. That Christ has power, I thank you, that God has given us from the seminary. I'm not going to be a God. And as we see the faith, what does it learn? That we learn from the mother, from the word. It's a love letter. You read the truth about it. There's where you find it. It's not a law, not a law of a servant, but the love of a kind heavenly Father who loves. When I leave home, my house, thank God for it, in God of the Lord's work I trust, and if I leave home to go home with me,
The rainbow represents the
to look upon in Revelation 1, the rainbow has jasper and sardius stone. Benjamin and Reuben, the first and the last, he that was, which is, and shall come, Reuben on present day, the morning star. And as I look at that, my emotions become to a place where I could not hold it any longer. I scream to the top of my voice. I have to get this. And I suppose that someone would have been the one that thought they were a maniac there. Or someone from the insane institution around and around the tree house went screaming to the top of my voice. Well, I was feeling that way. I was worshiping God. And as I was worshiping the Lord around and around the tree, all of a sudden a little tide squirt. Oh, the noisiest thing you ever heard. He turned up all the stuff and he looked up towards me and began, tang, 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 tang. I thought that I was fighting with him. Well, I thought you ought to worship God with me. You are a creature of God. Why don't you worship with me? And I said, oh, don't be lonely. I'm a tree. I'm going to be a part of my soul. Take care. I was worshiping God. Oh, my heart was running over. Not to make